This morning's hymn comes from the section of our prayer book called the Church's Mission. And the first verse, spread, O spread, thou mighty word, spread the kingdom of the Lord. Each and every one of us is called to proclaim the good news, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to share our own experience with it and how it has not only changed our life, but continues to work in our life. It's about us being part of a greater community. Now, in today's gospel, we have the famous third chapter of John, where, of course, we have 3:16, which has been immortalized at, you know, due to football games and, you know, all sorts of sport rallies. There's always these people who are out there who are lifting up, you know, the John 3:16 sign, which is all well and good, but I'm also hoping that they actually, you know, talk about, you know, the wonders of Christ in their life with other people. You know, that the idea that as Christians, we're not supposed to, you know, be sitting there just showing off our faith, but living our faith. Now, in our gospel today, of course, as I said, 3:16 is one of the most popular, you know, verses of all scripture. But the one thing that I find very comforting about this whole reading today is the next sentence. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. To him, I find more hope in that than I do in 3:16. And I find a lot of hope in 3:16. But it's that idea that Christ came not to point a finger, but to bring us all back to God, to allow us to know about this great love. Now, in our first reading today, we had, you know, the first reading is probably one of the weirdest, bizarre stories in the story of the Exodus. And there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on in the Exodus when, you know, Moses leads the people out of Egypt towards the promised land. But you have this story today of the serpents, you know, of all the, you know, the various people complaining about the food they've been given. You know, God has been so gracious to them, yet, you know, they literally bite the hand that feeds them. Now, I'm sure many, there are more than a few parents who have had those moments where, you know, you know, after you've worked so hard to prepare a meal, to have it basically torn down by those you've made it for and not want anything to do with it. And so, you know, maybe you can relate to God wanting to send out a bunch of snakes. And but, you know, the idea is this lack of gratitude for a loving God, that people wanting things to be as they decide they should be. You know, these are a group of people who are stuck in, you know, the past perfect that never existed. You know, which is basically the history of the church. We get so stuck into the past perfect that never existed. You know, it seems like every generation, you always hear people talking about how it used to be better. And, you know, it's funny when you talk to especially some of the longtime clergy, realizing that when they were young, fresh out of seminary, you know, they, you know, even in those days that were supposed to be better, people were complaining about how things were even better before that. And I have a feeling, you know, that, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of the younger members here in another, you know, in another 40 years are complaining about how much things were better in the 2015. You know, it's, we always have this focus on how things were and not about how they could be. And that's the thing with the church. It's not about, not that our traditions aren't important, but with the church, it's the importance of looking ahead. That's why it's so important, our mission, to go out and proclaim the good news, because we're looking towards the kingdom. We're not looking back at how things were, but how things can be. And it's not always easy, because the future is often scary. I have a feeling that a lot of the belly aching that goes on in the Exodus has to do more with a fear of what could, of an unknown future than a really crummy past. You know, it is not by a mistake, it wasn't that life was so great in Egypt that everybody packed up and, when Moses showed up and said, let's go. It wasn't, because things were so great that everybody got excited and packed their bags and took off for a jaunt through the desert. They left because there was a possibility of something better. But, of course, along the way, people get cold feet, and that happens a lot in the church, is when we decide to move forward, is sometimes we get cold feet, and if we're not careful, that fear will paralyze us and keep us from moving on to doing the work God has called us to do. To remember that along with the first apostles and disciples, that we're called to go out into the world and leave other people know about this good news that Christ taught us. To realize that it's not about condemning those people that don't see it the way we're doing, that we see it, but to realize that they are all God's people. Now, believe it or not, we are quickly going through, the season that we call Lent. And today is the fourth Sunday. Two Sundays from now is the Passion, or Palm Sunday. But today is the fourth Sunday, and it is called, Lateir. It's, I don't know. It used to be referred to as Refreshment Sunday. If we lived in if we had a parish that had, that a nice set of rows, or as, Stephen brings up, pink vestments, today would be the day. It's like in Advent, it comes the third Sunday, and in Lent, it comes the fourth Sunday. It's a time in which we take a small break from our Lenten discipline. Yeah, because you can only be, we all know you can only be disciplined for so much, and you need a little bit of a break to celebrate. And this was the day, like in the olden times, where, maybe you would eat those things that you've given up. Maybe you would, allow yourself to, enjoy a few of the pleasures that you put aside. To do so not because we're hedonistic, but to celebrate all the wonders that we've been given. So this is a day, like I said, referred to this as Refreshment Sunday in the old times, was a day to recognize all that was wonderful in the world. So I hope that you take a chance this day to celebrate a little bit, to take a little break from your own Lenten fast, to think about all the wonderful things that God has not only given you, but given to all of us. And then I hope you take this wonderful thing that we have and share it. There is no such thing as passive Christianity. I once was told, and I kind of like it, that Christianity should be a verb, an action word. And so I encourage you all to make it so, to allow others to see that it's more than just showing up on Sunday mornings. It's more than, those people who go on television, spewing that if you don't agree with us, then you're going to hell. It's about leaving other people know that they are so loved, so wanted, that there's nothing they can do that God will not accept them, that God will not call them home. So my brothers and sisters, go out there and live the good news. Be the good news and share it with others.